tub that she ran Stan, and it took her all day long. And you know, she would get up early, she would get up, and that was, you know, she started it first thing. And like I say, it took her all day long. And why wouldn't you do it in just one day instead of doing it every day, you know, just dragging that thing out and setting it up and everything?
No wonder they did like a whole week.
Right. That's why they did it just one day a week, was because it was a lot of trouble to drag those things out and get them set up and your tubs filled and everything like that. Of course, didn't have dryers, used clothesline. Uh-huh. And it, lots of times the last load didn't get dry before it got dark.
Well, how did they get the wrinkles out? What did they do?
You didn't get them out. You ironed them out. That's why ironing, you know, was so popular back then.
I
kind of
remember irons when I was little, but I...
But now, all I remember is an electric iron.
Yeah, I don't remember
the other kind of iron. All I can remember is an electric iron. I can remember using those little irons, the kind that you would place on the stove, you know, to heat, as a door prop.
Yeah.
So my mother probably did use them at one time, or her mother did, I'm sure. But all I can remember being used for was a door prop.
Now, a place in town that people might go to get their clothes washed would be a
laundromat.
Okay, and how about before that, where the... before they had laundromats, before they had the coin-operated things, where they just, well, I guess they would do dry cleaning too, but, say, you know where men would, if they had one of their shirts done nice with the cardboard.
Oh, that laundry, right.
Now, if a house had two stories, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd have to go up the
stairs.
And to get from the ground up to the porch, you'd say you have to go up
steps.
Now, if the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you'd tell somebody to
close the door.
What would
probably I'd say shut the door.
Shut the door. Okay.
I probably would.
Okay.
I was just thinking, I've said that to my kids so many times, would you please shut that door? That's what I would say, shut the door.
What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other? Let me just see if you know this. Weatherboarding?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that for me so I'll have it?
Weatherboarding.
Okay. what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
I can't remember. I can't think. I'll think of it after a while and let you know.
Okay. Maybe you call it, gutters?
Right, yeah, gutters.
Okay. Now, there's houses that are L-shaped.
Mm-hmm.
There's the place where the two parts of the roof come together. Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Have you ever heard valley for that?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it wasn't not enough that I would have ever thought of it, you know.
That's another generation thing. Used to say valley.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's just typical. That's a country. I would never have known that, you know,
uh-huh.
If we were virtually the same age.
It's hard.
Is it hard? What would you call a little building that's used for storing wood?
Used for storing wood.
Mm-hmm. Or you just may not have ever seen one. How about a little building used for storing tools?
A tool shed, yeah, right.
Okay. As opposed to a tool house, that was...
Tool shed. Uh-huh.
okay, if,
it's hard.
It is?
Yeah.
Did you come in to cool off?
No, I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay.
On a farm, the building where hay is stored?
Barn.
Well, we're going to have a barn.